Yes, you was when you baganda ba mukama wa Yesu.
Praise Jesus much, brethren of Jesus.
Musibi mutya bana ba Katonda.
How have you been, children of God?
Mukulikeyo mukanyomera akawedde.
Welcome back from the part we finished.
Kansubira okoleddwa bulungi.
Let me hope you've been done well.
Kulisayo mugandawo.
You will come back, your brethren.
Mugamba ate tugenda mu kitundu ekirala.
Tell them we go to another part.
N'abali abali ekyemisana n'ekyeggulo.
Even those who eat supper and lunch.
Nafuna mu kigambo kya Katonda.
We too in the word of God.
Twasose mu kyenkya.
We first heard the morning.
Twasose mu kyenkya.
We heard the morning.
Ekyekigambo kya Katonda.
Of the word of
God. Tugenda kweyongera tulye lunch.
We move on to eat the lunch.
Yes, we have
a praise Jesus so much.
So,
now we thank him, God.
Oh, yeah, twagadde.
He has loved us. Thank him who has led us and who teaches us to profit. We thank you for all the first timers. First time to physically see each other. But I prove we are together in heaven. For Philippians 3:20 says our home is in heaven.
And
1 Timothy 6:7 it says when we came on this world we brought nothing here and we shall go back with nothing. We have to go back home in heaven. But what I'm requesting you is one thing. Do not get lost in this world. Our father says Jeremiah 22:10 do not cry for the one dying, but weep bitterly for the one who goes. For they have not gone back to their home country. The body dies, God refuses us to cry for it. But we cry much for your spirit. For it's not been able to go back where we came from, our home in heaven. But we ask you as we've come, God to strengthen you and be revealed what concerns our home country, our home in heaven, and then hold them to your journey. And we shall request all of you, the one who can help you in this journey of heaven, that you are in, and you kiss the Son. Bible says in Psalms 2, verses 10 to 12, that kiss the Son, and that is the Lord Jesus. Don't get lost on this way. You come believe Jesus and leave the word and know it, that you don't get lost on this way. He will give you the comfort of the Holy Spirit to lead you in this journey. Men have got lost, not made it back, and many religions, them too made us get lost. They don't show us where we came from in heaven. Even there is the false salvation, and they no more show us home in heaven. Most we have workers of money. They don't mind whether you go back to heaven or not. Like the sister Pastor Muchibi directed here. That she went to places and there are corn men there. The corn men are many. Because you know, most differentiate the original and the fake money.
It's
to say many can never differentiate the false and the rightful salvation. We request you seek for the light of knowledge. It will lighten you through the word of God to be able to go back home in heaven. Even the other, my junior,
that's
my junior who spoke last. He's the next.
But
as he said, he's coming. You pray for him as he prays for himself.
We're
threatening to get a person like that, and he comes from your household.
He's
the one next to me. I follow the one who comes here with him, who has a ministry there. That one follows me. But I would have requested you seek for a man called Aaron and Moses.
They
were able to serve God. I give it to him as him.
Me,
I prefer that he had to come here the gospel.
Yes, we
praise Jesus so much. You know, my physical parents, they don't know much what I'm up to here. Because they have never been revealed. But may God give them grace. Know the brothers of Jesus took long to discover he's the Savior. Most of them told him, go make miracles, they make a name for the family.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Now we thank God for all that. He will save us. He will save us.
He's
shown us the light of knowledge. Still, we thank Him for all of you. Indeed, He's held your hand to hold you in the journey of salvation, the journey of heaven. All of us, we come in this journey of the world.
The
Bible says we're strangers on this world, but most have never discovered. The journey has become a problem today. Satan is tormented there. If God upholds you, bring you, help you, you do to hold tight to the hand of God, never to set him loose. It's one way of holding him as you get the light of his word. That's the Lord who came in the scroll written of him.
Thank
God for all testimonies of healing, provision of jobs, to make them wise. Now there are many. Let's remember the vision Pastor Kato has given us.
Friend,
we retarded in the works of God, the tithes and the offerings and the pledges, even to serving with him. We had gave up on that.
Sister Winnie.
Now Sister Winnie, you know her.
Muanguzi. Sister Winnie, oli. Nikono guaba devo gira kono wabuliwa. Wadiwo guaba ita Sister Winnie.
This is why they call Sister Winnie.
Yaba dene card yebiri.
The one who had two cards.
Izobo gabiri.
Of provision.
Mumotegede.
You've understood him.
Wonatu kawali Sister Winnie wali no wangura obutali butukirivu.
Where Sister Winnie is and you win unrighteousness and you overcome it.
No wangu rangu okole vyo katonda vya ya gara.
You overcome as you do what God wants.
Sister Winnie akulinze.
Sister Winnie is waiting for you.
Most
of you think they are speaking of this
Winnie.
Pastor Winnie.
Pastor Winnie.
We have many sisters called
Winnie.
But we have the rightful one, Winnie.
Muwanguzi.
Muwanguzi.
Asokanga mukama wa Yesu.
He first is the Lord Jesus.
He said,
fear not, for I've overcome. That is the winner who is there. Oh, Pastor Winner. And the Holy Spirit, he has nothing to
fear.
Means it is the winner, Winnie.
Oh, Pastor Winner.
The Pastor, Winner.
If you
finish all works, he has your provision. If you do
all
he has cards who give you angels to support you, to provide for you.
Yes, Sister Winnie,
Sister Winnie, who was in the vision. Outlived with those cards for a long time. That of our provision. Those dreams hold messages and visions.
But
we want to use a little time. We want to prepare ourselves, brethren. I remind you one thing. You remember when we began this call of the nation? It was which month? Who remembers the month? It was the March.
Akazindalo kaliwa bane bachi mut obuzindalo bafwe muteleka bwachi.
You raise your hand and they see you.
Waniko mukono guba kuwa kazindala ako.
Praise the Lord Jesus. We began March 11th as we setting. Then March 18th we began officially the call. Praise Jesus so much. We began in that month of March, mostly on the 18th.
But
ministry, we've been here for 1 year and 10 months.
in
this place where we are.
And
God built us and done good to us. But in this very year, in the month of March, it was on the 18th,
we
officially began the call of the nation. The call upon Uganda on behalf of all other nations, which involves preparing all nations for the coming back of Jesus. And we resume preach gospel of the kingdom of God and the righteousness in the kingdom of heaven. But when we began in that march, there was many battles in this nation. God was beaten, striking us, the murderings, the being captured, the different things. We began to pray then, and we say, Lord, leave us take on the call of the nation. Stop putting terrorists. He was beaten us. We prayed. He stopped all of those as we speak.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
He
told us he's going to bury some people. Still, he buried them. But there are some of those who are of schemes in the system,
in
hindering the call of this nation.
We asked him to stop
the murderings, the kidnaps, the bullets, the much poverty, the
taxes
which were coming more. God had, but we had attached a pledge and a vow upon it. We told him, God, if you stop that, we too shall do everything possible
and
tell Uganda concerning its call. When God stopped, we forgot. Who remembers the prayer we prayed? All of us remember.
Others
say, "Board, we are not well. I don't know what's moving on." You speak the call of the nation, God is
beating.
The nation is in chaos. Pray, say, God, we are going to work with strength and take this call to the people. But we ask you for mercy.
First,
stop these battles and the confusions moving on. We too shall launch on, go to work.
And
God stop it. The problem on us, you know it. God does his works and they are finished. And we don't open our eyes to see.
For
the Israelites moved by the same, the shoe they came with from Egypt,
and
they did get new ones, but they kept growing with them. They changed them and they grew with them. And the clothing, the Bible
says
they have not been given eyes to see, neither an understanding heart to see what God does. Now God stopped all this and he demands us. He stopped as we told him, but remain demanding us right from last Sunday or the last week. He saw that we were sleeping and we have not fulfilled our vow.
He
decided to come through a rebuke our way before he awakens them afresh. For what God does, nation, if you refuse to fulfill our call, and all nations are waiting for us,
he
decided to leave battles for us,
and
troubles we've been seeing in this nation. Now we're here, we pleaded together with those playing in different places. We promised him, if you stop those things, we shall arise with a call. Friend, we rather slept. We said, God, we are to put a television. We slept. abeyama, those who pledged and they refused to fulfill. Now what can we do? We are going to study of working with God. Praise Jesus so much. But we are going to study something small. But needs us from today begin to make groupings among ourselves. People from Abaita Wabiri to Entebbe, from Abaita to Zana, those on the Masaka Road, we shall divide different routes. We are going to know each where we come from. And we make groupings among ourselves
till
we put the television of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. And the rest we need to work on as the work of paying off the debt of this place and the others. Let's arise, brethren. Touch with what we have to work with God.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. We are going to start with the heading of starting working with God. And we use what He's given on us to fulfill the work of God. Let's read of that word. We are starting working with God. And we get out of what we have to fulfill or to work together with God in the work of God. In this time, no one is going to rob you. And no one is to steal from you. But you're to understand you are to work with God. Giving in working with God, or your gift, or on things you have, you will do it in your love and will. Not in trying to persuade you or to in conning you or in the way of deceiving you, but we want to raise
and
working with God. If we get with our love with all we have and be serving God and we serve with God, praise Jesus so much. It's no more needed to force you to work with God. When Bible says in 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, he tells us that always we are prayed for that we get worthy of our call. As a nation of Uganda, we are called to work with God in these latter days, to lead all the other nations and to prepare them for the coming back of Jesus. And it will need us to come out with our spiritual gifts and our natural gifts, and on things we have
to
put in where is needed, that we work with God. It will be pay us a blessing. This working with God after He blesses us, what I want us to look on today, I'll request each of us that we don't dare sleep again on the issues of the work of God.
Last
time
I
choose us not thinking of Him
and
never think of His works. This time He tells us with all our love, let's realize how we can work with Him and we touch what we have to use them in this world, and it will bless us when we will lose the blessing on our life.
Second
Thessalonians chapter 1 verse 11.
Chetuva tubasabire naku zonna Katonda waffe abasanyiza okuyitibwa kwammwe era atuukirize n'amaanyi buli kye mwagala eky'obulungi na buli mulimu ogw'okukkiriza.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
Kyetuva tubasabira abooluganda.
That's why we pray for you, brethren.
Tubasabira eri Katonda gwe twakkiriza.
Pray you to the God we believe.
Abasanyiza okuyitibwa kwammwe.
Makes you get worthy of your call.
Uganda oyogeddwako ennaku nyingi.
Uganda have been spoken of many days.
Okwolesebwa okuva mu mawanga mangi.
Vision from many nations.
Okwolesebwa okuva mu masekati
gaffe. Vision from our midst.
Mu Bible.
In the Bible.
Ne mu history w'ensi.
Even the history of the world.
Nga wayitibwa.
And you were called.
Naye ekizibu ekiriwo.
The problem which is.
Okukkiriza okwanyizibwa okuyitibwa okwo.
Accept, get worthy of that call.
Kubango kuiti woko katonda kuya kuita.
For that call God called you.
Kuliko nebirunji binji.
Attached on many good things.
Eranga agambi.
And he said.
Tusaba katonda.
We plead to God.
Abagwanyizo kuiti wako wa mwe.
Makes you worthy of your call.
Nebirunji biyona.
And all the good things.
Ebiri mukukirizo kukoro mulimu ogwo.
Believing to doing that work.
Yesu yebazibwe nyo.
Praise Jesus so much.
Tweta gokukiriza tubere bakozi wa mone katonda.
We need to believe be workers with God.
Yesu yebazibwe nyo.
Praise Jesus.
Ekigambo kukola ne katonda.
The word working with God.
Abali na wagendo
these ways leave you do a part.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. You may say, if God wanted to build this place,
he
would have sent angel bring money to us in the bag.
Leaves
you two to do something that counted on you.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
The
work of the call of the nation Uganda
gona,
on behalf of other nations to prepare them for the coming of Jesus. We have a part to work with God. And speaks in the Corinthians. 1 Corinthians 3:9. And say, let this be in your heart. Don't need to be forced and wrought by false prophets and the false apostles. But enter it in your heart that you are a worker together with God. Let's read and be here. 1 Corinthians chapter 3 from verse 9.
Kubanga katonda tuli bakozi banne mu nimiro ya katonda
muli mulungi.
First Corinthians 3 verse 9. Kubanga katonda tuli bakozi banne mu nimiro ya katonda
muli nimiro.
Kubanga katonda tuli bakozi banne muli nimiro ya katonda muli nyumba ya katonda.
Yes, you have been.
Praise Jesus so much.
Kubanga fe katonda,
because we God
tuli bakozi banne,
we are his fellow workers.
Muli nimiro ya katonda,
you are God's field.
Muli nyumba ya katonda,
you are God's building. Now we are workers in that field. In the midst of the world.
Unto
the people of God.
One
of us is a worker with God. Yet you do that work in your fellow brethren.
For
they themselves are the
build,
and the house of God being built.
Now
with the entire world. As the nation we are waited for.
To
take there the much light of knowledge, that of the word of God, to prepare all the nations for the coming back of Jesus, and to resume preach the gospel of the kingdom of God and the righteousness in the kingdom of heaven.
What
have to enter in your head if you are to work? No, you are a fellow worker with God. If God lifts, it's lifting something,
or
lifts your brother, you
too
have to touch and lift.
What
means you are a fellow worker with
yes,
him. Praise Jesus.
There is a
portion he will leave for you to do it.
The
reason why he gave us natural and spiritual gifts, you pass the spiritual gift and you preach some gospel and you're ministering,
he
gives you a natural gift. We've just
started,
and you get some things,
have
a way you can help in his work.
Yes,
you
have been.
Praise Jesus. Praise Jesus so much. In that way, God to give you both gifts, the spiritual gift and the natural gift.
One
to use and touch somewhere in the work of God, and you are a worker with him. Church, let me tell you,
sometime
back you passed through falsehoods and you did what you're not meant to do. Some of you watched over unrighteousness.
Yes,
praise Jesus. And you gave money to false prophets, and they maintained their works, works of the devil. But this is the time you discover it, where you have to work with God, where you have to stand in the work of God, for you are a worker with him.
What
God wants from us is small.
tandika n'ekirabo kyo.
Begin with your gift.
Mbiine eky'omwoyo.
Physical and natural.
Ate oyingireko ne mwebyo byakuwadde.
Go in this is given you.
Kubanga waliwo ekituuka.
For the point riches.
Olina okuyingirako mu byakuwadde.
Have to enter what is given you.
Okubikozesa.
To use them.
Abaana basatu bali bava Misiri.
When Israel came from Egypt,
Katonda yabawa zaabu.
God gave them
yabawa
gold.
Feza.
Gave them silver.
Naye bwe yatuuka mu kkubo.
When reached the way.
N'abagamba mumbireteko.
Told them bring a portion of them.
Ate mukwagala.
In love.
Tukole essanduko y'amateeka.
The ark of the covenant.
Tukole ekikondo ky'ettabaazi.
The lampstand.
Kakasanga babikola mu zaabu.
I proved they made them of gold.
Era abantu bawaayo zaabu.
People gave out.
Naye mukwagala kwabwe.
But in their love.
Kino kye njagala ozuule.
What I want you to discover.
Abasinga tulina level kwe twegambira kutuweereza ne Katonda.
Peak levels we serve with God.
You
are a musician, you say.
As long as
I sing, I'm serving
God.
God wants to reach in what He's given you.
We
reach a point and they are needed. Doesn't want to take them from you with greed. Like you said. Prophets have taken our things, finished them. God has shown you where it's going to work, and it does the work as it's shown it.
Leave
these things of robbery
which has
been. Here we speak of the work of God. The other prophet
stole
from you, made his television where he speaks the things.
Not
of God, his own
things,
where he preaches what he wants. But it's the time
for
television to preach what God wants.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
To
work with God. This time God demands us.
We vowed,
pledged, say, Lord,
stop
battles and things moving on to the nation. We too shall take the call. You know, we reached and we got lazy.
We
perhaps Museveni had stopped. Maybe has fought much. You want him to sample us again? Let's ask it for a month. God resume in one month. You'll see that.
You'll
prove that it is God who stopped it. We
ask
it for another month to happen.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
You know,
some of you say, no.
Government,
the government stopped
this. We
ask it for another month.
You
see, it is God who has been doing it.
Stopped,
he can resume it again.
Opened
borders and took away protection.
Left
the evil to enter and they began to
torment.
Now we've asked another month. We are in November. Finish when you're seeing things.
You can know
God who had stopped them before.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Some
of us said no.
Government,
the government stopped these things. We ask for one man,
he
beats them, and we prove. God speaks in Isaiah saying, do something evil or good,
and
prove you are gods.
He
wants to do something which is harmful. And
you'll
prove he's the one who has been working.
The
problem which is brethren, we are used to being robbed. We are used to the witch as in
full
churches. As if we have demons on our heads. God calls us, work with him.
The
nation is called it. Wait where they bewitch you.
Oh,
and you give your land title, you don't have any understanding. You walk like a robot, a demon pushes you to give it.
And
God tells you, friends, whatever I will put in my work, I will pay them back.
He
gives you chance to work with him.
What
I speak of, I want you to understand well. I don't want you to think I've come here ask you money. I've come to tell you to work with God.
Amen.
Praise Jesus. I've not come here ask you for money, friend.
Bible
says we don't seek for your possessions, but we seek for you.
What surprises
is if you fault and your sin. Have to serve with God.
God,
I'll serve you with my heart, with all my life, and with all my possessions. Didn't you say that? Problem, if you come to serve God, you bow with all your heart, all your life, with all your things. When you reached, you retained some.
Saying,
God, I serve you with all my life.
With all my life,
but leave my own things.
Yes,
praise Jesus. We are fellow workers of God. Where have you touched in the work of God? He doesn't do a work in you alone.
Agambe.
He says, these people in the world,
you see, Katonda,
they are a field of God.
He
left you by a hole. And you went to him, bring a hole.
He said,
buy a hole, I gave you money. God, make the hole fall from heaven.
He said,
these are the household of God.
Where
you put a brick, you have to put it. You know what surprises me? They called you the brick of Buganda. You came raised money with all your hearts. Now we call you raised on the brick of God, you are retaining.
There's
no way you want to touch.
You see,
that's apostles' work with God.
Call
is for Ugandans. When God calls a nation, not called the ground where we step,
it's
called we people in that land.
Us who
get our land
and
we give it to God.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. What is this, brethren? God doesn't just come
for Uganda.
He called you to lead your other brethren. Preparing for the coming back of Jesus. Prepare all nations. Friends of Uganda were called. For tell me who move with. I'll tell you your character. Amos 3:3 says, two cannot move together except they have agreed.
Say
in the entire world you believe God. We too, we believe him.
We
have to agree with what God is up to.
Uganda
has been called to lead all the rest. But in this work, let me tell you, this time we cannot use speed
or
preaching with crusades.
Conference.
Even conferences.
No,
even books.
To
reach quick to people. But the way which will be quick,
TV.
It's the television.
I will
not deceive you about that, no matter how long.
Though
you say let's pass here, I will tell you this is the way we are to pass.
The
suggestions keep coming, and they seem
good
to make crusades,
seminars,
to make seminars,
to
make books, and
we're
still writing. But the main point is you give all suggestions, meditations of the human being,
and
fulfillment is of God. I will choose what I want out. But the prophet of God,
the
servant of God,
told
him to choose the will of God.
Amen. 2
Corinthians in chapter
6
and the verse
1.
This grace of working with God,
we
don't want it to be given us in vain. Let's read and we hear.
2
Corinthians chapter 6 from verse 1.
Era natebe tukolera emirimu awamu naye tubegayira obutaweerwa bwerere ekisa kya Katonda.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus so much.
Bwe tukolera emirimu awamu ne Katonda.
We do work together with God.
Tubegayirira buruganda.
We plead to you, brethren.
Obutaweerwa kisa kino kubwerere.
Don't be given this grace in vain.
Bankubulire.
Let me tell you.
Mondagane nkadde.
In the Old Testament,
you wakirizibwa gamba nti owereza ne Katonda.
You will not accept that you say you serve with God. No. You were a worker of God.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus.
And
worker, you don't come out say I serve with God. Moses did it.
When
at the river was angered him on the rock. He went on the rock when he had been angered by people. He told them, me and God, we are going to get water for you from the rock.
Katona namunyigiro
kugamba nti iye ne mukama. God angered for him saying him and God.
Bagenda kujja amazzi
mulwayi. They are going to get water from the rock.
We are moving on ogwo butagenda mu Canaan.
When he accused him not reaching Canaan.
Yamugamba wanta wanyeri
mukubo. Told him you angered me on the way. And you angered me.
Nokuba ne kulwaze mirundi ebiri.
Struck the rock twice when I told you once and I am the one working and you joined on the second which is yours. For he had spoken me and God
we
to get water for you from the rock.
But
God told him strike once, he struck double. It wasn't acceptable to say you work with God. You were a servant who never works with God. God almost, he will stir up your heart to work. But this time, God doesn't want to use any person. He wants us to work with him. But that grace, we as nation Uganda, those from abroad know we have it.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
When you
get those who understand spiritual things well, those who have
levels
in it, those from the west, they say you are blessed.
It's a blessed
nation. A nation called to work with God. Those called to work with God, they are in the grace in vain. Something small we need to do. Though you retain what you have, God will not fail to say. You have reason crusade and the rest, but he needs a television. You look at us for your workers. You will refuse another person to come to do it except us.
Yes, we
praise Jesus. Beneficial, the one that has been
called
to this. Others just come to help you adding on what you've done.
Yes, we
praise Jesus.
What is
threatening? Not yet believed much. This call. Most have not yet seen where it is heading to. Being affected us on the prayer mountain match. At Seguku.
Prayer mountain in Uganda.
Prayer mountain Uganda. Did put in the television
no
of the God, neither a radio station. How did it come about?
The
government which works only in Uganda
TV.
A radio and a television. But nation called to work in the world
TV
have no television, neither a radio that you were called.
International gospel.
How are you going to handle the international gospel?
When
you're called prepare nations, how are you to prepare them? Don't have a way you can speak with them. If the conference is, they don't know
how
they are to come.
There's
nothing like WhatsApp. The call of the nation.
There's
nothing like Facebook.
Now
look at things we do.
But
as we work as together with God, had you not be given this grace in vain? Problem which is
reverence.
No, why God is putting us here for some time? We are made to live here in 1 year back. And we've moved on. 1 year we are counted to do all that. All preparations outside the fields. One of why God refused to release us to nations.
Uganda.
Into Uganda. Refused to use preparations is telling us. You see. Poverty which strikes the church come for failing to prepare the work outside the field. You know, you try to prepare here because we prepare, you are very hard people.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Want you go out in the standard you own the preparations you've made as you a nation called
and
you to lead the Ugandans after you Uganda lead the world and you're made when you prepare
us.
Want them meet you the television of the
world
and the radio you've put in
newspapers
are there, books are
there,
WhatsApp,
Facebook.
Every medium.
Yes, we have
raised Jesus. The problem you have, God give you wisdom, you say, I will do as I expect and hope. Now there's the word he says.
It's
in the book of Proverbs. Proverbs 24. Try to prepare your work outside the field. If you fail to do that,
your
poverty will come like a thief your way. Church, its problems. The preparation they didn't prepare from foundation. And you begin to minister.
Recording.
No recordings. No one writing down.
Years
10 pass. Don't remember what pastor first
preached.
You see a wrong dead foundation.
If we copy apostles,
prophets, they wrote all God made them do. What they did with God, they wrote them down. That's why we have the message here, the Bible. Apostles, they wrote down all things
as
they moved with the Lord Jesus. Those who remained like Luke, they were doctors, they had a gift of writing down. He wrote down the Acts.
How did they preach the
foundation prepared well?
And
the problem which is don't have a mind to work with God. Tell them to you, live
them.
One of the things you want to
go
write down things God tells me that they will help the
many.
I work with God. They will help his people. And I remain of
one foundation.
Is the foundation of late. We fight much on that issue. We make God last. We tell him your works will be last. What surprises you work with God? And he called you. And he said, come, we work both of us.
That's
the problem. You take him in your things. Lord, come in my job.
And
what you say, you must come to in my work.
And
you pull him to your side.
The
problem you have
in
your work, you want him to work with you. In his work. Have you ever been with your friends? You share. You work for them, they work for you. Can you make them be only on one side?
But
you want God in your work, but in his. You are workers with him.
You want
your work bring customers to raise you up.
Your
work will move on. Your cows will back. Your goats.
When
reaches how many are saved.
For
in his work you don't work. There's no contribution you put there. If you put
God, business.
Add more capital in my business. Capital in my work.
First,
get from there, put in my work. Me too, I'll add there.
But
problem is right there. You are workers with him. You want him in your work, but in his, you're not there. Have you revealed those
that
you
work
with God? It means you can work in yours. You
two
in work, you are both there. Look, you left him there alone.
Come on.
Lord, you keep big in your sight. Be there.
Kora.
You work.
But come here.
I'll be a Lord.
You
have failed, come.
You
say, me too, come.
No,
I didn't have time, but I want you to work here. And
he
said, Lord, you have all ability. Nothing fails on you. Why do you call me
to work? You
agreed we are workers together. Now you've not helped me.
God can do all.
Believe to work with him. It means
he
can do is to live for you, for you can do them. Yet he gave you ability.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. Let's
read Proverbs 20.
I don't want poverty to come to you like a thief in the church. You
know,
there is a time poverty attacks church. And we are the most poor in the world. Church. Don't want to work with God. We awoke from there.
After
us went to powers of darkness.
They are
under the ocean seeking for riches, pastors and prophets.
Because
they failed to work with God that he works in their works. They sought for powers of darkness that they get well. You know, poverty
and they
are in papyrus. Papyrus stuck on a born again.
Poverty
struck a border when they rose from there. The gospel changed. They went to America. They came back with homosexuality and powers of darkness. And they changed the gospel. They
turned
their eyes with robbery on their eyes.
And
when the offspring they burst moved
their
ministries which arose their thieves. We don't want to be like that again, brethren. Let's read Proverbs 24:27. Proverbs 24:27.
Ogwetegekerenga mu nnimiro. Oluvanyuma n'olyoka ozimba ennyumba yo.
Listen very well. We are God's
building.
We are the house of God. We are the work of God. Proverbs 24:27 says, prepare your work outside the field. Then you prepare to build in that house.
Dear
brethren, let me tell you, God to gather us in this place already. Every day teaching us,
first
put us outside the field.
First
put us in the field of the world.
Take
and there the call of the nation, both preparing nations
for
the coming of Jesus,
both
resuming preaching the gospel of the kingdom of God and the righteousness in the kingdom of heaven.
Must
prepared us out where we are.
And
foundations, they will find them.
And
communication networks, they will be there.
We are
out of the field preparing.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
The
problem which has been,
we
failing, thus we work,
and
we get called. We finish. Others say, have my things. Children, what will they inherit? You grandchild. Is the grandchild yours? It's the child of God then. You prepare for them for the
whole
of God. Can't retain what you have
put in
the work because of the grandchild.
But
that too is the work of God.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus.
What
I'm trying to encourage you,
if you fail
to prepare the work out the field,
we
come here knowing it well. We are workers with God.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus. Things will live for us to do them.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus. There are those who live for you. Put in a hand, and it's going to be your hand.
And
you will be outside clapping. Well done. Well done. Working with God means that. That is why you see.
There
are some things at least for you say. I may be there.
Sometimes
I don't have capital. God tells you that's your work, not mine. That's why. How?
Look for
capital, give it to the person, I will not give them.
Even if you pray
prayer, the angels provide for you, they would never.
Those who
brings it to you,
even
if you pray them, I will not heal. Go buy for them medicine. I
said,
why, Father?
For
we are workers with you.
You
can buy medicine. Buy them. You are going to be healed.
Lord,
heal the person.
He
tells you, buy the medicine.
He says,
if it will be HIV,
God tells me, buy your
medicine. I will do that. No matter how
I pray,
he would have left it to you.
Yes, you ever see.
Praise Jesus so
much. He said,
we are two workers. You two work now. I taught. I was taught
that by God.
May come there. We praying.
Capital,
if we pray for capital transport or thing, after give you money there. In the
minister
said, pray.
He said,
that is your work. I'm not doing it.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Can't
tell you that's what they are
doing.
Just give you
say God,
lead you and you move on.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Let's repeat this verse, Proverbs. Proverbs 24, verse 27.
Teka ng'omulimu gwebweru. Ogwetegekerenga mu nnimiro. Oluvannyuma n'olyoka ozimba ennyumba yo.
Genda maso.
Olwabiri mu omunaana. Tolumirizanga munna watali nsonga. So tolimbanga na mimwajo. Olwabiri mu omwenda. Toyogeranga nti ndi mukolanga ye bwankoze nze. Ndisasula omusajja oyo ng'omulimu gwe bwe gubadde.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus.
Why
prepare the work outside the field? This work is the call of me and you.
We Uganda.
In the Uganda.
In
the friend of Uganda. Even you loving God in the world. Problem is the work is to be prepared out the field. It means what? Not yet appeared on the map of the world. Not yet gone in the field.
But
here on ground where we are. Where we are to prepare all. Let me tell you about the choir.
As
it prepares gifts each one in the flesh, even spiritual. Things here before you move out.
You
reach there without preparation.
They
confuse us, we shall fail to prepare them.
Yes, we
praise Jesus. If God helps us, if
you
work with him to prepare you, accept how you're prepared. Though their finances, God can tell me, tell that one to sell
business.
The plot in the village to make a business there.
Then
he said, leave my land for me.
If
poverty strikes, you don't come to tell me. For God can tell you, the land you've put there, I told you use it for life.
And
serving me. You've left it there.
Tunda,
sell, buy, build
a business,
make a business there. Get money, buy plenty lands out.
You
are holding that small.
Yes,
praise Jesus. See the problem which is. Think God gives you. You give people wisdom. Those who bring
wisdom,
they can give you wisdom, get plenty out of them. We were at Lungujia.
We found
David in a place.
Less
in the town.
There
is a mad house.
They don't even
have eating people in the house. We ask them, friends, what do you use for this land? Why don't you sell the portion, build a nice house?
Because
they had the portion of land and you
build
and do a work there.
God has
given you, but you look at it. And say, this is for inheritance. Find another barriers in the city.
Gundi emirambo jitwale eri kyalo kwanga tejina makulu
in the village for they are useless.
Amen.
Yes, yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
Emirambo.
Dead bodies.
Jitunde, tunde takariyazo. Ogendo bakulire mucharo yika namba. Obagabo batemuterera ko mureke.
If you don't settle here, it's up to you.
Mwagala mchivuga mukole moji.
What in the city to do what in the city?
Emirambo jitogera ngajita mukura gira. Mufi batuzika mchivuga.
And they say they buried them in the city.
Obakutakali okali linzo okubeyo mchari somewhere.
Your land may be
the village. Yo inzo kolera ke bitegereka.
Bo
mulambo gwagamba guziko.
And the dead body says it's buried there.
Kale ebintu ebimu butofu bine tulina obuzibu.
They are not hard.
Tulina obuzibu
bintu ebimu. We just have a problem.
Nga twetaaga mu amagezi.
We need wisdom.
Ate omuntu akola ne Katonda njagala obeere ku standard y'obwa Katonda.
Who works with God must be on the standard of God.
Don't
say you're a worker with God and your wisdom is lacking.
At least
ask for wisdom who never fails to give. Let me tell you, make plenty
of
money. If you have no wisdom of God,
you'll
be the most poor. People think you're rich yet you don't have.
For
you get the moment and it all vanishes.
For
you refuse to work with God.
If you
want to work with him, you want to work with
him.
When he calls you in his, you'll refuse. Results all of us as we are called to come to God in this salvation required to us learn how to work with God.
Told
you that bring this.
Mukama yakulagirira byolina okuwaayo
birina
nakukozesebwaki
to use over what
awo kyoba okola
that's what you
do olabengo omukisa
and you see the blessing
naye oyagalulya gambe
kulaba
ebyapa byo no bireta
all your lantages will be
kama aliyoka kuwona
katonda
sibwa to byagamba
God didn't say that
yagamba mpite ekyokubire suleyo
eyo Peter,
Chapter 1, verse
3.
The divine power of
God
gave us what we need in
life and in serving him and in
understanding him. He doesn't tell you give
all out
but
use them for your life
in
the serving of God. Why do you
pretend
you want them only work in your life? The problem which is going to be a person lacking. You may even plow on that ground and it never grows. And what you plant on
is
what
dries
when their season is to be reaching.
But
you refuse to think of the work of God. How you can use what you have.
And
you chose to be greedy. I don't know whether you've understood me.
Most
apostles is rising
up. Ayagara TV.
He wants to make his television.
TV.
You know the name of that television?
It's
called
Focus of Mutume.
Is it Focus of Mutume?
The Focus of God.
Need Focus of God.
Yes, you have
praise Jesus. Let's realize what we are on. Don't think it's me on it alone. All of us have been called to work. If you are in which church, everywhere you are, you're called to work with God.
Even
though you're there pretending, the one in the world is still like that. God knew them before them in their mother's womb. And he called them be prophet or pastor. Who our spiritual gifts are. Praise Jesus so much. Let's read verse 30. And you see what happens on the lazy ones. Proverbs 24 verse 30.
Naita kunimile yomu gayavu Nolusuku lwemeza bibulu oyo atali na kutegeera. Lwasa tumolumu kale laba amagwa nga galubu nyeru na omwenyango nga gubise kuluo kunguru.
You hear
what happens?
Marayo.
Let's finish.
Ngeresula ya makumi abiri munya olunyo lwasa tumolumu
Proverbs 24 verse 31.
Kale laba amagwa nga galubu nyeru na omwenyango nga gubise kuluo kunguru n'olukomera lwalo olw'amayinja nga lusuuliddwa.
Owulira ennimiro y'abagayavu.
Here the garden of the lazy people.
that they walk with God.
But
past their garden,
past
the field of the
sluggards.
Speak of churches of the sluggards. We can put in the flesh.
No, and
you get an example. First Corinthians 3:9. You are God's field. You are God's building. And past that field, the church, and there are thorns in it. God who planted the word there, and there are words there.
There is the seed in the garden,
and it's of the word. And the evil two moves so weeds. Words of robbing and stealing,
words
which destroy,
yeah,
what are in the fields of the born again, churches which have not stood well, laziness,
didn't
carry the work from this beginning. Go try up some ministries. Ask them what they first preached. They have begun even televisions. And they have nothing to post there. We
are
from the beginning. Everything we have.
Oh,
wise God is in our midst.
It
makes us wise that we know where we are heading and capture all
the
television will begin. We just put them on there.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus.
Yes.
But the field of the sluggard, church of the sluggards, Satan entered there. All of them clothed of clothing. They don't know where the gospel began and where it is. They cannot spot that. Phones are in there. In that church, you wonder why you got in there. You got, they have all taken off your hair, hands, pockets, and they have finished everything there. And
there
those who hate it.
Those
who hate and abuse. Those with groups praying evil prayers to others. Those are the phones. And these are weeds. The grass which is bitter and itches. And they speak words you wonder. That's the church of the sluggards.
It's
the field of the lazy person. In the first year of the journey of heaven. 2005. I moved all churches in the world. These are sluggards. All churches are down. The walls. All walls are broken. For there's no more
protection. Demons
are always in church. Every service they are present. No protection. I saw church.
In that vision
I enjoyed it.
In
the trance,
we
took you straight.
Services
are to begin.
You see,
demons are moving, marching fast in the chairs.
And
no one watches over the synagogue. And they sit. And they give you room to the pastor. When children of God gathered, even the devils came among them.
You
and from the devils to the pastor, and they are present in the service. And he boosts over it that he carries. Let's chase demons.
They are going to end
when they have not started God, and they are chasing demons all the day. And the world there are no angels protecting, but demons keep entering. They don't understand us. They call demons. Demons reach the synagogue and marching to enter the synagogue. And they
are
moved
to
another seat. They were first on the chair. They come out through the pastor. As you speak,
they
get in the pastor, they begin to make drama.
laziness, we are not to follow it. Those who want to lazy, go get lazy out in the world.
Go
where you came from those churches. Here we are workers with God.
God moves
every time working and sees. We do every time we
want to
work.
Want
to see every time.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus.
Those
things of snoring, we not in them. If we
see
you snoring, God already began to
sleep.
They are sleeping. You want to bring demons in here.
First,
strike your wall and finish it. All your protection, angels who protect, they stumble on you.
But
not moving in the word of God. And they ignore you. What is the revelation to
you?
If you don't repent, I'll take away your lamp. And to the angel of the church,
here.
Oh, you put them protection away. I reach those churches. I wonder. And their lamp is not there.
The
Holy Spirit of truth.
Even
the angels, they went back to Jerusalem. They are in the city of God. Jerusalem of heaven.
And
demons easily enter. Don't want that laziness. Friends,
if you want
peace of church as you see it,
and they call
angels and they fight for you and they protect you and they treat us together with the Holy Spirit.
It
gives us wisdom in the word. You keep working without sleeping. Work with God. I don't say don't sleep in the night. That be on the watch of the Lord. I speak never retarding in the work of God,
or
in the work we do with God. You'll see problems begin here. We are in the service. We hear someone, it's demon, I'll not go.
Today
you don't know why we sit here. We pray and they get people silently and they go without making noise here.
Amen.
You say maybe it's meant to be like that. If we stand, if they break that wall, you will see problems here. And we get the macho men here, the big men, the kabodes like Joffre. You come, demons be on people, and they
cut
their neck like that. You have not known on this
work.
What is, we don't work alone. God is present through the Holy Spirit, even angels. That's why
though we pray
with someone with demons, they can't wreck drama here. Let me tell you one thing. If you break the other wall, you will see drama here.
Pastor
Muchibi is taking us on.
We pray prayer
to welcome
them. We see
demons are the ones crying.
We
said to welcome demons. We welcome Holy Spirit.
No,
the chaos has been out. Let's welcome the Holy Spirit. You see people begin like that. And demons to have come.
We
not welcome you, but the Holy Spirit. Nothing troubles us. But if the wall is broken, the church protection for laziness, even angels left,
now
demons, you manually handle them.
They waste your time and they make things of strength and they begin to tie them like that.
Let's work with God.
that doesn't leave us to just fight
with
us. If you want to
leave, if you want
to leave, just go from here. If
it
leaves you in money, you chase them alone. You will see them. Men fight, struggle with demons out there.
You ask
Pastor Gilton. They took them.
And
what are you doing?
They
took them on training.
And they
strangled demons and it's in someone. Praise Jesus, brethren. The truth, I was involved in the training. They brought a security company. It helps the blacks. In that time, there was riots and the soldiers began to clothe uniforms of
blacks.
Now they brought a major in the army.
At
Pastor Makumbi's place. For that's where I fellowship from. We made training. Every morning. I left when it had not finished. I left. They are heading on the level of the gun. How to I got out of it. But the greatest training was to make a body.
Self protection.
Self
defense.
You have to protect the pastor also. In the time of delivering people from demons, they kick much in the people. And they used to kick him the stomach sometimes. They kick him.
Meeting.
When they kick him, they hold the meeting. What were you doing in that time? One time we went to Gulu.
Crusade.
At a crusade.
Crusade ya mala wiki namba.
The crusade spent a week.
Na ye, walwe tuwa tuka.
But we reached.
Omwale umuna hava mwemizimu.
And one girl was delivered of demons.
Omwale wabuli akali mwemizimu jobu sezi.
And the girl had demons of night dancing.
Gaina amani.
And she had strength.
Na kwa tuwa bakazi babidi.
She was held by two women.
Na basajja mukaga.
And six men.
But
when she waves the hand like that, they all fall off.
There was
too much commotion on the pulpit.
Demons were kicking
every person. And they left me alone with the girl. And she wanted to come to bite me. Me too, I struggled her. I said, I'm not accepting to be beaten. I got the neck. I left her on the floor. And they tied ropes on her. They used these small clothings. We thank God.
Funology,
there are no clothings we put on those delivered. Hey, there. There were those clothes.
In the
moment of deliverance, as they call it, ushers are on the line. Everyone with the cloth. The women. They have to open confusion. Now the cloth they are for women mostly. Not to open themselves for people. The clothes we used to tie them. There's one man, my friend, he preached me to get saved. Anytime he got angered home,
he
tell my wife has been attacked with demons. He says, I'm going to pray for her. And the woman accepts to be prayed for. But the battle is in the sitting room. And the man gets the wife and strangles her.
nga agamba tuga mzimu.
And he says strangling a demon.
Omukazi nakaba.
And the woman weeps.
Otuga.
You are strangling me.
Katinga ya agamba.
And he says
atuga jiri mzimu.
Strangling demons in her.
Ejiri mukazi.
In the woman.
Yachukole mirundi mi.
He did it many times.
Netu kaze nekola withdraw.
I reached I withdrew from that.
Atulira mutima gani nga msaji naizo kuba tuga omukazi yadala.
Strangle the woman.
Kino simizimu. Kutabuli wakutu uko kustarira.
And reach to pray for.
Harwa na natu gemizi.
You go strangle demons.
Ama kunga aniru.
The synagogue.
Esawa yoku gubimizi.
Time of casting demons is a real battle. It's a time of battlings and the men are strong.
Beba ino bera mu service yoku gubimizi.
They are meant to be the service of deliverance.
Na chimala mwe banga dena.
I took long time in that.
Miaka 5 jana mara mbuloko zeyo.
5 years has been in salvation.
Amashati amapya gayulika.
All new shirts got torn.
Omichala yali agala okunno moyo wegulu ya. Yaliza tisati ya ngapya na akajambala.
She tore my new shirt I've just thrown.
Kama pesa.
And she took off the buttons.
Kugamba empali neziulika.
Trousers got torn.
Waluo oyogwemba gambi.
The one I tell you.
Aya tuganga mchala we.
Who strangled this?
Omomo kazi ya mukuba. These
women with high heels knocked a heel on the high and blood began to ooze out of him. We are fighting with demons.
Noah,
you also tell us the experience. He was one of the macho men there. And Noah,
there
is no crusade, was upset.
They were
the
bodyguards.
When Noah puts on black glasses, Noah, you put on a shirt,
it
puts on a tie, puts on a suit,
it
puts on glass.
Black.
You may say it's.
Even to be nominated,
you see the brethren. Not good, we not work with God. God, can you leave you in this work alone? Even if a ministry, and you struggle with it. Let's praise Jesus. Thank God who took us from such ministries. For initially, we never realized there were demons. We thought it was the Holy Spirit, and it's fallen on people. In that time, when they brought soldiers to train us, I first feared the training, for it was very hard. They eat you, make you eat hot food. Most of them ran from the training.
I didn't
finish it, it got hard. But we trained like soldiers.
And
what demons are we capturing? And the training is hard. And you're in service. We always stood right here. You don't stare. You don't change. You look at his
like that.
No emotion has to happen. And the time pastor prayed for someone. Times they
kicked
his private parts. And you have to cut the hands to cover. And you are the guard of the pastor.
And
the problem, let him be knocked at his.
And
you see. Now the next meeting you are facing it.
And
we did
crusade
on the crusade.
Crusade.
You go morning crusade. It will take like weeks plus there. Go patrol the place, look at it. What situation is prevailing? If problem happens, where do you run to?
In all situations.
But we
even the kicking you always. Demons, we are not easy. Women will bite you and they box. Get like 8 people. But they pour you all down. But I thank God for He saved us.
Amen. Yes, we have
praise Jesus. Let's accept work with God.
Just
demons, let him be there instead of leaving us in manual.
Your
angels to be blessed with the Holy Spirit.
That's
what happened on a lazy church. And
people
go to work with God.
Made crusades,
but they were looking for money from them. Things of people from different places.
Didn't
intend to preach people no truth.
God gave
demons to them.
Think
I'm encouraging you, brethren.
That we work with God,
it goes far.
Rich
that is not left demons to your way.
Even if
in a dream, you are a person. Demons will struggle you. Call angels, you are with them. Beat them all down. But he strangled you, you shout in the night, you can't, and you fall off your bed.
God,
to show you
the God,
God in a dream or vision, you call him and he appears.
That
word working with us so far.
The
problem
is
ignore his works and ignore us ours.
He
said we are working with you,
but I've done your works
50%.
My side has
not done even 1%. And he said, these I'm with are not faithful.
Yes, you
praise Jesus.
So, now,
question like that is not
good. Cool.
Let's come back work with God.
We have need
to use our things. Let's put them work.
He
too will put much of his.
God will
never cease us to have.
The
earth and their fullness, they are his. Don't want to head on the manual.
Let them be on automatic.
Angels so get the demon and he captures it.
Today,
Noah, get the demon.
Mainly
train them things.
They
think they're in commando, they're in the synagogue.
They come
as church, they're aside like that.
I don't know to one side.
And you have to look one side.
Normally, I know to
another normal. Two to look everywhere.
Katonda cho yogo
I don't know which God you were serving. Let's finish first.
Yes.
Proverbs 24, verse 32.
Wachi aliyo kwebako okutono. Okubongoto okutono. Okufunyengalo. Okwebako okutono.
You hear what happens? What happened? They wrapped, folded their hands. They slept in spirit.
And
no more see light of the word of God. They can't preach it to others. They don't know what's next. They don't know where they've come from. Where they're headed, they don't know. And they folded their hands, they rested. Those who traveled to nations like America and they came back of America rested in Uganda. Church remained like that. Sleeping and
calling of
hands. And you slug and sleep.
The
thing of retarding all the time. It will begin in strength. One year and 10 months now. What
we've
done in that time is much.
But
from around March up to today, what
we've
done is very small.
speed
and what God wants us to be. When he brings the call, he says,
Isaiah 19
verse 1,
he
is on swift cloud. These are of swiftness.
Don't
promise God when you show him ahead.
But
begin to be here and we reach ahead where you point. God understand why that house. Angel Gabriel brought that vision and flew in the entire heavens. He went to
the
other corner, this one went to all corners.
I
asked him what he gave me this verse, Proverbs 24
in
Matthew 24, what we are prevailing.
Those
prophets, false apostles.
What
caused all that to eat in the church of God? This sleeping, this sluggishness,
folding
your hands saying others will do the work of God. The one who was an intercessor, he says others are interceding.
Friends,
let's come back to the work of God. Let's come back work with him. And he says verse 34.
Proverbs
24 verse 34.
No kwetaga kuongo musajja akute byo kulwanyisa.
Takati bomara okubanga oganye.
Now after you refuse.
No gayalira mirimo gya Katonda.
And you refuse to do the work of God.
Ojja kulaba obwavuwe bujja
ngo. You will see poverty come like a thief.
Ate bujja kujanga bwambalide byo kulwanyisa.
And you will come clothed with all weapons.
Entondo no lugezi gezi.
You are complicated and a wiseacre.
Yes,
praise Jesus. If you get poor, you hold wild weapons. You are harsh. You don't wish others. Let me tell you,
God
began us on a good foundation. But we ourselves want to put it backwards. Your call as a person among us
holding
a great beginning. Bible says when he first called us, he first got determined
and
called us in the holy call. God first got determined. Friends, let's get determined. Time we do the work of God. I may not read much because of time which is left us. What I request, brethren, those who have things we can use in this life and in serving God,
it's
the time we handle it
and we do the
work of God, and it will do more than that. Praise Jesus so much.
This
man, we read in the Corinthians, they challenged me much.
In
the little they had as we finish, they did it for 1 year. Little they had with their gifts, and they put in the work of God. In 1 year, God had already made them rich. He had restored back all which they had given out. Second Corinthians chapter 8 from verse 1. Second Corinthians chapter 8 from verse 1.
Era tubategeeza abooluganda ekisa kya Katonda ekyaweebwa mu kanisa eze Makedoni olunyo olwokubiri mu kubonaabona okwabakema ennyo essanyu lyabwe eryasukkirira n'obwavu bwabwe obwayinga obungi byasukkirira mu bugagga obw'obugabi bwabwe. Olwokusatu, kubanga ntegeeza bo baagaba bokka nga bwe baayinza You hear what
they did? They
are
not
those who had much. But in those they had, they said one thing. Let's put in place the work of God.
If,
as long as not asked all that we put it, he said we get of what we have to do his work. We begin from our spiritual gifts, apostles, prophets, and pastors, and the different gifts. Bring them back to serve God.
And
don't follow their gains.
All
their desires. Bring back our natural gifts. Our work to God. But those we get out, we use them for life and for serving Him. Praise Jesus.
So to come
let's come back, connect with Him, and we serve with Him. God's given us a blessing. Called us workers. To call us servants. His servants.
But
John is said, I no more call you servants. I call you my friends.
For
a servant never knows the master's
house.
Never knows the master's business.
But
his friend knows them. That's the day he changed the ministry.
Of saying,
God is using us.
Or
he's paired us up.
That's
they say, a normal call you servants. It's a John 15. You'll go read it.
I no
more call you servants. You are my friends. Those and they are in the era of being servants. We became fellow servants with him. You, what kind of friend of God? Who say, tells you, let's do this and you refuse?
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
So
we want to use this our time. In the chapter 9,
these
men used this for only 1 year. Second Corinthians chapter 9 from verse 1.
Kubanga ebyokuweleza abatukuvu. Ebyokuweleza abatukuvu tekinneetaagisa kubiba wandikira. Olunyolo kubiri kubanga manyo kwagala kwamwe kwenenyumiririzamu eri abe Makedoni kulwamwe nga Akaya ya kamala omwaka gumu okweteekateeka n'okunyinkira kwamwe kwakubiriza banji mubo.
You hear very well.
Better omwaka gumu.
They prepared for 1 year.
Bulichetagisa ne bakikola.
Everything that they did it.
And they
caused the many to change.
In
1 year they had prepared very well.
They tried,
gave all they could do,
and
they followed to fulfill the work of God. Now in this word, we are not going to tell you those of millions
of years
to pray a blessing for you for the work of God. Drink and drink. You will not see that, but learn to work with God. Praise Jesus so much. These are not things which are
upon me. This
is serving with God
to
fulfill the call on the
nation,
to help all the nations.
So
it's no more that I see a woman. God speaks to me. God speaks with me.
His money
on his account,
you
give him. You come, he anoints you and you serve him.
Serving God,
not giving all your heart, but believing to work with him. Praise Jesus so much. What's given you, what you use it in life and in serving him.
Let's
keep reading verse 11. Second Corinthians chapter 9 verse 11.
Ngamuga gawazibwa mu byonna mukolengo obugabi bwonna obwebazisa Katonda muffe.
Yes, yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Katonda mwete kufutu gawazibwa.
God's ready to make us rich.
Na yechizibu obugabi.
The problem, the giving.
Omanyindi tulina nnyo mitima migabi.
No, we don't have giving hearts.
Irokome ya omulimu gwa Katonda.
Bring back the work of God.
Kiringo okugaba.
It's like giving.
Yes,
praise Jesus. And he said, Lord,
of
your ministry,
I've
given this
that you
can do in your work. And I know that much wealth you to restore to me. Let's learn to work with God and we run the corner man.
The
church you raised in Koneman.
Men
who were to build their hotels. Those are what you gave as the condo. And they built plenty of houses in the world. And they bought cars which are for them. Yet they were not on the work of God. It's time to do the work of God. Let's read the next verse.
2 Corinthians 9:12.
Kubanga okugaba okw'okuweereza okwo tekujjula bujjuzi ekigera ky'ebyo abatukuvu bye beetaaga era naye kusukkirira olw'okwebaza okungi eri Katonda.
Nti okugaba kw'okuweereza.
That the service, the giving of ministry.
Tekuwa buwi bantu bano bye beetaaga kyokka.
Doesn't just give people what they need.
Mu byenjiri.
In the gospel.
Nti naye n'okwebaza ennyo Katonda.
Even thanking much to God. Abatamba
bannanga b'oluganda abayimirira mu birebyo.
Brethren who stood there.
Beebale nnyo Mukama obawa omukisa.
Ekitiibwa
n'ettendo kikuddizibwa kubanga Mukama baayimirira ne bateekawo TV ne batekera bulungi enjiri eno era kati tugifunye mu biro byaffe mbu tekibatuusako butuusa bye baagala naye beeyongera okwebaza olw'ebiro eby'obugabi obwo.
For the seasons of provisions.
Let
me tell you, brethren.
Some of you have
4, 5, 10 plots in the buildings. Some of you have man on the accounts. God not told you bring all. But it says,
something
goodness. Help
these
people. They will thank God in their season.
And thank
people who first stood to maintain the ministry.
To
maintain the
call.
Wonder what pain
was,
and how determined
God
determined to begin the work.
No
one means to begin something. You want to begin a business? You know what means to begin it?
Think of beginning
and not business but God's work.
Well,
the businesses do profit, but it gets hard your way. Imagine the work of God. Work with him to ease things. That verse is interesting. They are all interesting. But the one comes and wraps up them all. And it brings much joy. Have you heard it well?
Second Corinthians 9:12.
Kubanga okugaba okw'okuweereza okwo. Kugabanga kwakola ki? It's the giving of ministry. What have you given? We tried thanks for the little that we've begun on. Need to reach the intention. Something they call the goal.
Goal.
Ekigendererwa.
Brought
in the goal. The goal of the field.
Goal.
The word goal.
Kibeerawe
banga lina mukisawe. All the time in the field. But those who score, they have criteria they pass through. You don't just get the ball and you begin to put it there to move score. And you say you scored. They put tacklings in the way.
You
have to dribble the ball. You know I was playing football.
But
the goal is always there. But to score in it. Those who wait to tackle you, they are waiting on the way.
And
the goals are two. Satan too has his goal is put behind.
I
don't know you footballers of God.
Or
try to dodge the devils to score the other goal. You know we score the enemy's goal. They too score us. When we score the enemy, the one of side of God they celebrate. Our goal is protected well.
In the word goal, you have
it here. I have
my goals.
All goals I'm pursuing. They are there but to reach them.
No,
in the field you are two. There is an opposition and you.
Yes, we ever
see. Praise Jesus so much. Now think of that word.
The
goal is there. And the time we score there,
says
and the enemy cries.
Fulfill
what's put to be done.
Satan
cries tears for that.
Yet
imagine we don't fulfill. Satan is scoring us.
offerings for serving. Let's read.
Bakolinso ekyokubiri esula ya 9:12.
2 Corinthians 9:12.
Kubanga okugaba kw'okuweereza okwo tekujjula bujjuzi ekigera kyebyo abatukuvu bye beetaaga era naye kusukkirira olw'okwebaza okungi eri Katonda. 13. Kubanga olw'okukemebwa kwammwe mu kuweereza kuno batendereza Katonda olw'okugonda olw'okwatula kwammwe eri enjiri ya Kristo.
You hear that word?
Kwegamba nti olwo bano bajja tu abeebazi.
These people reach to thank.
Katonda juzi bye twetaaga.
God fill up what we want.
Weereza ddanga babiva. Wakola ddo mulimo ogwo twaguteekawo gwagwa.
That work we put in.
Nayinga abajja bongera sala
no. Those who come at prayers to bless.
Bongere banangira yakola. Bamwongere neera yakola.
Let them be added, they worked.
Nayinga abantu beebaza bwebaza.
People just thanking.
Je basinzira yonna munsi yonna nga beebaza. Abantu abayimirawo olwo mulimo.
They will be
Mukamanaga bamwongere.
For people who stood for the work, God will add
him.
What they need to wish them, the good ones.
Amen.
And they are
wondering who of these two.
So Uruganto in a loss you again.
No loss you are to make.
Mm-mm.
No loss. I am sure of
that. So
I decided to serve in truth.
I
know I'm to stand to the end.
Where
the work ends up.
Amen.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
So
if you stand in this time, you pass through tests. Except to give out in this ministration.
Let's
repeat this verse.
2 Corinthians 9:13. Kubanga olw'okukemebwa kwammwe mu kuweereza kuno batendereza Katonda olw'okugonda okw'okwatula kwammwe eri enjiri ya Kristo n'olw'obugabi bw'okugabana kwammwe.
Owulidde kye bagamba?
You hear what they say?
Nti kaakani ffe tuli mu kigezo leero.
We are in a test today.
Naye basaba ne bagamba abano
nti
abantu abo
those people
bwe tumala okuba nga tugezeseddwa Katonda
after we've been tested
of God tugamba tugabe tuweeyo tukole omulimu gwe tuli mu kigezo batutuukiriza naye bwe tunaamala okutuwaayo ne tukola emirimu egyo abagenda okuddako bagenda nga naye Mukama weebale abantu abo weebale bawa maanyi ne bayita ekigezo ekyo ne bawaayo olw'omulimu ogwo. Gundi otowulira nga kizito yo kikola ekibayita ekigezo
super. That's what they call the great test.
Don't
you feel your failing?
You
tell
you
touch this
with
you feel it's easy. That's the test. You are on the test. They have you today. Let's see whether you pass it.
In the time of
work,
yet
you see ability. No, you are in the test. No, it is a test.
If
what do you understand what
you
done?
But
resistance from yourself failing. You see, you give reasons. You know, it's a test. You awake quick.
Second Corinthians 9:13. Olw'obugabi bw'okugabana kwammwe eri bo n'eri bonna. 14. Era bokka nga balumirwa mmwe emyoyo mu kusabira olw'ekisa kya Katonda ekitasangika mu mmwe. 15. Katonda yeebazibwe olw'ekirabo ekirabo kye ekitenkanika ekitayogerekeka.
You hear that gift? These distinctive people.
Friends,
you become distinctive people. We prepare for our brethren. Every one of us can.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
We
shall add on the other day. Bible shows. Exodus 12.
And
the children of Israel. And God told them.
Go
ask things from the Egyptians.
People asked those things. God gave them favor. In Egypt, they got things there. Just as you've gotten things in all the giants,
there
have been salvation and
all.
But got some of those. A few to begin with.
Yes,
praise Jesus. God things
gave
you from Egypt. Had you to Canaan where there are plenty. Have you?
Naye baba bali mukubo wakati yao.
As they are on the middle of the way.
Yabagamba.
You told them.
Mubireteko.
Bring a portion of them.
No kuagala kwa mu.
With your love.
Atumbirete free will.
Bring them freely. I'm not forcing any person.
Bikoro mulimu gwa.
They do my work.
Nebareta.
They brought.
Bible yegamba.
Bible says.
Ntibareta.
They brought.
Musa no kugama nebaga.
Moses reached to say.
Bane mulekerao.
It's enough. Stop.
Bintu bye mulese okukola mulimu gwa Katonda bimala.
Do the work are enough.
What's
troubling us?
Yes,
praise Jesus. What is troubling us?
Let's
get broken in hearts.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. I went to end like this. In Exodus
35.
Verse 29.
Okuva esula ya 35 olinyolwa 29. Abana ba Isiraeli ne baleta ekiwebwayo ekyemyoyo gyeddembe eri Mukama. Buli musajja n'omukazi emitima gyabwe nga gyakkiriza bejakkirizisizza okuleta omulimu gwonna Mukama gwe yalagira okukola mu mukono gwa Musa.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus so much.
Ne baleta abana basayi ne bawaayo.
And the Israelites gave out.
Yakulaga abakyala baleta ebibaleta.
Women brought or they brought.
Abasajja ne baleta.
The men brought.
Buli omu free will.
Each one free willed. Let me tell you, see.
Singatu alibafere.
If we were corner men,
singatu akufera.
We would have gone a long time and you would have given them out.
Then kuburi na jwayi tofere.
I always teach of it here as we study schemes of Satan and we show you prophets of Satan how they
speak,
but they twist scriptures still given out, but you've given out after they have persuaded you. But
we
want to be in our normal sense,
and we
work in understanding well.
God
will never takes us out
of our mind. He
wants us just
walking.
No, we work for our kingdom.
These
one freely gave.
But
in verse 30. Exodus 36 verse 5.
Ne bagamba Musa nti abantu balete balete bingi ne bagamba Musa nti abantu
balese
ne bagamba Musa nti abantu balese balese bingi ebisukiridde nnyo okumala okukola emirimu
n'omugamba Musa
tuli Moses
abantu balese bingi
nnyo nawe people brought plenty. These are more than the work we are to do. Tell them to stop. Can we challenge of God? And we bring more than what he expects. More than wants us to bring.
The job
rich, we've done everything. Let's see this generation. No, last time he told us it was the word of wisdom. It was on the Thursday. He said, people of this generation, they are very hard. If you sing, they never dance. If you mourn, they don't mourn with you. When John came not eating, drinking, they said he had demons on them. Jesus came eating, drinking, they said the greedy one, and is with evil people. He said, now what do you want? This is the generation where you speak God and say, let's do this and that, and they refuse to do it.
If you
don't speak to do, and they say he never told us what to do. And they don't know what they want. You will request that message.
That
day we started God saying, what can we do except situations that comes by and we work with him?
God
tries to come fit in the situation we are in to work with us. But we refuse. Despise him. And we scorn. Now it's made us see sorrow under the sun.
Our
times we pretend to fear him, yet other will put away that honor according to how we do. Other time we come back to see that. May God bless you. Thank you for coming.